Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. MR, Number 493. Intercessory Prayer in Ellen G. White's Life. When Satan found he could not take the life of the child, Edson, he tempted me that God had left me, or the child would have been healed when we first prayed for him. I sank under this temptation in despair, and was so until last Sabbath evening. My heart seemed within me like lead, but God delivered me that eve, and Satan's power was broken. The next, he got hold of Clarissa Bonfey. She was sunken and discouraged. At the same time, James was taken with the cholera morbus. He failed very fast until yesterday, p.m. Then he made a request for us to pray for him. Brother Harris was gone to his work, so that it only left Sister Harris, Clarissa, and Sarah, and myself. We all felt unworthy to engage in the work, but we felt that the work of the Lord was hindered by his lying on a sickbed, and we knew unless God should deliver him, he could not get well. He had a high fever. He had the cramp take him in his hips and extend down to his feet. His stomach was much strained by vomiting. We knew something must be done. I anointed his head and stomach and bowels in the name of the Lord. Then we took hold of faith for him. Our united prayers went up to God, and the answer came. When Satan found his power was completely broken upon him, he went to the child again. He waked us crying at the top of his voice. He seemed to have the colic, and we went up to the chamber, anointed his stomach with oil and prayed over him, rebuked Satan, and he had to flee. We heard no more from him till morning. He is quite well today, but rather weak. We feel quite free from his, Satan's, power today. He has made a desperate struggle to get some of us, but we have driven him back. I saw the cruel power of Satan that had afflicted us of late, and bound us to keep the truth from coming out in the paper. I saw he meant to have taken the life of little Edson, but our united faith drove him back and weakened his power. And as James and myself went to Port Byron with Brother Rhodes, Satan stepped in, because some of the strength of faith was gone, to take the life of the child. And when we came back, he was at the point of death, where no human power could save him. I saw our acting out faith and sending for Brother Rhodes after he had started on his journey saved the life of the child. For God heard the prayers of Brother Rhodes and saved the life of the child. When Satan saw his power was broken on the child, he laid hold of James and afflicted his body. And he would have afflicted him unto death, but God put bounds to his power and would not suffer it. The angels of God were hovering, and thus far the enemy could go, and no farther. I saw his affliction had been the means of drawing us nearer to God, to feel our dependence upon him. God heard our prayers for James, although we were weak, and answered them, and the balm of Gilead was applied. The sick were made whole, and others who had been bound and oppressed he set free. And James was raised up so he could go on with the paper. Released April 28, 1976.